How many operators worked in that building?
Well, let's see, when I was there, it was, I think, two in the daytime. I worked alone at night. I went from 10 o'clock until 7 or 8 in the morning, 8 o'clock, I guess.
Were there many calls in the middle of the night?
Not too many, but you'd be surprised. I mean, people from New York would, and locally, would call each other at 1 o'clock in the morning and chat. You know, the people they called were awake and ready to take the calls.
So your job was to put the call through to wherever. So how did that work? I've never...
Well, there are jacks, we call them, and it pops down. And you stick the cord in there and say, oh, number please, and they tell you the number they want, and so then you plug that in, the right number, and ring it, and then when it's over, you take the cords down. And
would you be able to hear into the conversation if you had
wanted to? Well, you could, but you weren't supposed to.
Sure, yeah.
But sometimes, I know, if you had a lot of them up there, you would just use one finger and flick the thing over and say, are you waiting? Are you through? I mean, if you couldn't hear anything.
Sure.
And if you heard a voice, well, then you just passed on to the next one. And... So sometimes, you know, doing that, you would hear one word of six or eight conversations, and sometimes they would sound as though they were all one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It would, but...
So you'd have a limited number of calls that you could put through at any given time.
Yeah. But, well, we had a second board that we used. The first board wasn't enough sometimes. And but you use the first one unless there were, well, if, I guess the second board had the extra numbers that the first board wouldn't take, and so but we use mostly one board.
And, and
when I was there, we had to, if there was a fire, we had to go and ring the fire alarm. But now everybody has their own radio, and so it's just much better.
Wow, so do people know you? Would they call and say, hi, Ethel, can you get me so-and-so?
Yeah. And we thought, this was the first town to go dial, and we thought, what in the world are they going to do without us? Because they acted as though we were social secretaries. They'd say, well, I'm expecting a call today, but I'm going over to such a place to play bridge. And so put it over there. And I thought, now how in the world are they going to get along without us? But they seem to manage very well.
How funny. Yeah. So you had to keep track of that. You just keep notes?
No. Well, I mean, that didn't happen often, but I mean, they did the other things that they're... Or somebody called me one day and said, there's somebody building a house up on, I've forgotten where it was, and who is it? And I told him I didn't know. It was when they ordered a telephone, then I didn't know who was there. I did know, but it irritated me for some reason.
Right.
So I decided I didn't know.